Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Good morning. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Welcome to Talk Straight. This is an abbreviated show this morning. We will not have our regular hour and a half broadcast this evening or this coming Thursday due to other scheduling conflicts. However, we're bringing you this important message today and this mini lecture, and we have about 30 minutes. So let me encourage you to get your call in if you want to join us briefly. About 5 minutes or so before the end of the show, we'll open up the phone lines to you live, and probably in between that you can join us. We're grateful to have our regular panelist, Pastor Ricky Waller, the author of Steel High, to join us today, and he will chime in as well. But give us a call here, 657-383-0944, and we'll be happy to entertain your question, comment, in this 30-minute show. In recent months, I've had the occasion to travel to a number of cities and engage guests from various cities. What I gather is that there are a lot of young people in particular who have good ideas but don't know how to act on them. And what they are looking for more than anything else is someone to help them identify how they can see progress in their lives. And that's the motivation for this mini lecture today. And we'll spin off on it on Thursday, talking about how to identify your vision. But today we want to speak from the thought, progress requires process. Progress requires process. Given the short period of time we have this morning, we won't prolong the hour. I'll go ahead and give you the monologue, and then we'll open up some discussion here. Habakkuk 2, chapter 2, verses 2 through 3, reads in the King James Version, "And the Lord answered me and said, the vision, and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will tarry, it will surely come," excuse me, "it will not tarry." Let me define what progress is and process. Progress. Excuse my voice. got a little too excited this past weekend knowing that somebody rose for me. It was good to hear that. That was such good news. It caused me to lose my voice. Progress. A forward or onward movement to an objective or a goal. To make an advance. Process or process. A series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. Now, I want to talk from those two thoughts today. And today we'll discuss seven basic steps in the organization and preparation process, which involves creating one's own roadmap that outlines each task that must be accomplished in order for one to meet their overall goals and objectives. That's what we want to talk about today. So briefly, let me just share with you these seven considerations, steps to the process of organizing. One, it is important, and this is my message to young people, it's important that you know who you are. And by saying that, I mean know what your individual gift, skill, or talent is. Work to perfect that, to learn as much as you can about what you do best, and work as hard as you can to perfect that. Once you do that, you can set yourself goals, both short and long term. In the short term, within the next 6 months to a year. In the long term, you answer the question for yourself. Where do I see myself progressing or advancing within the next 5 to 10 years? With what I'm doing today, how can that affect me a decade from now? All right, three. Identify the necessary resources. You could be broke as two wooden sticks, but guess what? It's possible to mend those sticks back together again and to bring the necessary resources to mend those things together, the things that you know that work for you, your gifts and talents, your networking with other people, opportunities, prior experiences, information, things that you see from others. Pull those together and pull the resources necessary for you to act on your vision or your goals. Set goal-related objectives that are task-oriented. In other words, you know specifically I'm going to do this today, I'm going to do that tomorrow, and by the end of the week, I should be able to determine that I've accomplished X, Y, and Z. Prioritize your goals and tasks. We come up with a lot of great ideas, and sometimes people bounce all over the place. But ask yourself, what are the first 5 most important things I need to tie down, that I need to set a goal for, and I need to identify specific tasks, right? That keeps you focused. 6. Create yourself an assignment and a timeline to complete that assignment. So many gifted people are distracted from what they do best because they don't assign themselves a task and hold themselves accountable to it. And then tell themselves, I don't have but X amount of time, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, a month, 6 months to meet this. You know that after the first hour of the day or after the first week of the month, first day of the week, if you haven't accomplished certain things, you're wasting your own time, not to mention anybody else's. So set yourself a timeline and stick to it. Then lastly, and most importantly, establish an evaluation process or method for yourself. How does Dockery determine that he is doing good or that he's doing bad? Where am I in this process? The number is 657-383-0944. I'm happy to have my good friend with me, Pastor Ricky Waller. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Pastor Doctor. How you doing, man?
All right. We've been running a little bit different, Pastor. So we have communicated one another. But
yes, sir.
Progress requires process. Right or wrong? Tell me where I went wrong in that monologue.
You know, one of the things that I like about that is it gives you a chance to check yourself. I know that because,
okay,
you know, if I don't know who I am, you know, that's the starting point of not knowing who I am is detrimental because
right.
I have a gift. If I have talent,
right.
I
right.
don't really actually know. My concern for carrying it out would not be the same as it would new. You see, and that's what happened with me. I had a gift. I had a talent. I didn't
right.
have the knowledge on that in having those gifts and talents, I still wasn't aware of how to carry it out because I didn't even know who I was. You see,
exactly.
And that's what you said. It's like, first know who you are, which is basically the key to being able to exercise, I would say, your gift
yes.
and talent. So you're talking, man. I think that's necessary. Again,
right.
you know, it's like when you come to yourself and realize it, you know, you write the gift, you know, because that's the vision and everything. You write the vision, and that gift is inside of the vision. So they both
right.
have, they coincide. In other words, you're gifted, but you don't know how to apply it. That means, when you say write it, that means
right.
it should be instilled. You know what I mean? They write on the tablet of your heart. So
yep.
if I got a gift and it's instilled in me, man, I can do something with it if I only know that I have this gift. I mean, could you imagine having a gift, and I mean really gifted at it, but don't even know it? That's amazing.
Right.
yeah,
if I might chime in,
go ahead.
What I like about and what you're saying is very similar to the scriptural text. Now, and I want to say this to young people, as you pointed out, if you don't know what your abilities are, it's easy for anyone to distract you and send you down a rabbit hole on a red hair.
Are you?
Okay? And the truth of the matter is when the text says write the vision, it is prompting you to leave evidence, and not so much for anybody else immediately, but evidence for yourself of what your thoughts are. We're going to talk about Thursday at 10:30, how to identify your vision. So I won't go into the whole lot right now, but it's important that you know that your thought processes must be laid out in front of you so that you can examine them and you can process them step by step, and you can determine which way do I need to go with this thing. What's the best way for me to handle what I got in front of me? Sometimes we get upset because it doesn't seem as though we're advancing at the same pace with other people or that we're able to do what they do. I understand the nature of that frustration, and particularly in America when you're a young person who wants to live the American dream. And it seems like every other group of people are happy but you. Well, I come to tell you today, this April 18, 2017, that there is a gem, a jewel, a diamond in your rough. And when you can identify that diamond, you can chip it, hew it out of the coal, you can then see where your wealth lies. But progress, success, requires that you identify a process by which you would follow to ensure that you have an important end. If I can just look at that text just one more time, and then we're going to go into hear our announcement again. When you look at the text, what it suggests is, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. In other words, if you miss your bus, help me, Holy Ghost, you'll fool around and have to wait longer, huh? If
That's
you're not
right.
at the airport when it's time for your plane to take off, it's important for you to identify what you want to do so you can be at the right place to act on those opportunities. That's what I'm trying to say. And sometimes, because of that distraction I made reference to early, young brothers and sisters, we find ourselves misguided, and we say, I spent all this time for nothing. No, you were trying to find something. What I'm saying to you is there's a way by which you identify it. What a parent does is help their children at birth to learn to identify who they are what their skills and abilities are so that later they capitalize on those things and to not be controlled by the environment, but to control their environment wherever they are. That's the whole process. That's why the Bible said train up a child in the way.
Yeah,
not some way.
Huh? That's right.
And not
that's
a way. And not somebody else's way, but in the way that he or she should go. Now, what
that's
is
correct.
The way I should go? And how does the way I should go differ from the way somebody else should go? These are the type of things that we're talking about in terms of process. But now I'm going to tell you the truth. When I talk to you young brothers and sisters, what I'm honest with them about is that you've got to discipline yourself to say, I'm going to hold myself accountable to my own thoughts.
Yeah,
I think
that's
right. Why it's so easy for us to. I think it's easy for us to work for somebody else because I don't have to worry about thinking about all the back end management and accountability. I can just do enough to get paid and everything will be gravy. Wrong answer.
Mm.
As long as you're working for somebody, there's nothing wrong with working for anybody else. Don't get me wrong. I've done it for years. But as long as you're working for somebody else, you're cheating yourself of the opportunity to produce for yourself. Can I get a witness? Now, when you're young, you're supposed to work and get experience, amen? And you're supposed
amen.
To prepare yourself, right? And at some point, though, you ought to be able now to branch out and do what you did best for somebody else for yourself. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But progress requires process. Without it, you can't go nowhere.
I wonder sometime about it. Who put the blinders on a person where they are unable to see where they're going? I wasn't able to see the vision. And the only thing that caused me to see the vision, I did not make it plain. Then when I had to make it plain, I would have got it. I'm sure I would have got it, but I complicated it. You know, I got this in my hand, and I'm going through the process of all of that, and suddenly the blinders came on. And I couldn't see how to carry it on out. And that, to me, it's like having the power but not carrying it out. I mean, how could that even make any sense? And, you know, you got the power, but you don't carry it out. You see, no, I have the gift, but I don't carry it out. You see, so what happened through the process of that? You know, where did distractions come from? And how did it overtake me? I mean, because this actually happened, you know. So I understand what you're saying. I didn't know anything about the Bible during those times, being young and dumb, inexperienced, and, you know, full of fluid and always was ready to do it and things like that. So it caused me not to be able to get bounded, man. And, of course, you know, that's the nature of not knowing. And I think Paul made it in his ignorance, you know. So I understand I was ignorant. And I didn't know any better. And we just want to make sure young people today are not ignorant to the truth. And, you know, that scripture utilizing is very powerful, man. Yeah, very powerful.
Oh, my God. You know, I had a conversation with a football coach, a pretty renowned football, high school level football coach. Good guy.
Mm-hmm.
His wife is an attorney and work hard, man, well known. And he's been coaching, I know, for a good 25, 30 years, if not better, right? And one thing we did agree on, we agreed, Pastor, and you've been an athlete yourself in your day, is, yes, you can learn to become the best competitor, like a gladiator, right? Because that process is clear. And what coaches used to tell black athletes that were competing 40 years ago is, if you put those points on the board, they can't take them away from you then. They can cheat you in the game. But if you don't do you play this right, and you put they can't take that away from you.
Mm-hmm.
So don't wear them out, right? That's good.
Yeah.
And young people can relate to that. They can identify very easily with that process. But when it comes, sir, to using the mind.
when it comes down to that part.
When it comes to taking a thought, an idea, a vision, and working to materialize it into reality, that's where we have a problem. And I submit to you, and I submit to you that that is largely because at a very young age, their minds have not been tapped into and challenged to think and to process and to question and to bring information together such that they are constructing something. I find as an educator in public schools, I taught special ed, and I had a lot of African-American males in there. I had some whites as well, and maybe one or two Hispanics, and they had females, but largely African-American males. And what I discovered is that these guys had very strong thought processes, but it was not focused on the things we were teaching. Uh-oh.
Yeah,
they
that's
mind
it. I mean,
they mind,
I was
their
right
body
there.
Was there with me, but their mind was on the other side. I didn't come to but I said
I know
something right there.
That's the truth right there, man. I tell you, man, that's it.
So what I learned is I have got to tap into what's important to them and bring it back to the information we're trying to share with them. That's where we got to do this thing. I discovered that if they are to be the most successful, that they must understand that the thoughts that they have, if it's real and if it's worth your time, then it's worth you learning and gathering the resources, as I mentioned earlier. The human resources, material resources, thought resources, the whole nine yards, even monetarial or economic resources. That's a process. And you got to think yourself through that thing, man. And what gets a lot of good young people is that they want it quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. Without
something? A doubt. Can I tell you something? Go ahead, Pat.
No. Go right here and talk about it.
I was just going to tell you that in order to be successful at the evaluation I talked about, number seven, you must be able to go through step by step, and that takes time. That's what the Bible said when it said that there is an appointed time. Y'all walking with me. I wish somebody would stay with me just for a second. That's what it meant when it said, write the vision and make it plain upon the table, right? And then in verse 3 it says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time.
Yeah.
Everything must
that's
be
all.
Decent and in order.
Yeah, that's order, man.
When you try to skip or evade the order, you set yourself up for denial.
That's it. I mean, that's the thing, the very thing I was talking about earlier. Because of that, it happened to me, you know. In other words, I didn't carry it out. Had the power. Remember that part. And was
able
to carry it. You have the power and not be able to carry it out. That's saying something, it was a distraction along the way, you see.
Right.
And in the midst of the distraction was pretty powerful, and it caused me, according to the Word of God, again, we got to remember, I did know the Word of God at that time, but my steadfastness, I got knocked off my own steadfastness. That's according to the Scripture. You see. That's why I tell us to beware, lest you are led away by the error of the wicked. See,
that's right.
Be knocked off your own steadfastness, and that's what happened to me. The wicked showed up and got my attention, and suddenly I was distracted.
Yeah.
Amen.
That'll do it, won't it?
Yes, sir. Even with the power of the gift in my hand, I still was distracted and couldn't carry it out. Glory to God. But one day I saw through prayer and meditation. Glory to God.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Now, I had to learn to improve my conscious contact with God, praying for the knowledge of His will and the power to carry it out. Because, see, I had lost the power. I was given the size of a mustard seed to carry out that particular gift. But, again, through the process, through the ongoing, distraction showed up, man. And, you know, and that's what I like about being restored. You know, thank God for being able to be restored. So we want to encourage young brothers right now and young sisters to know that in the midst of their gifts, make sure you be aware. You know, absolutely. Because there's something that is laying before you, just lying in wait, I would say, to deceive you and to take you from your gift and everything, according to what I experienced myself. That it definitely happened to me. I was stripped from it.
I was just going to say this is not restricted to any ethnic group, unfortunately. You know, anybody can be taken off point. We're down to 4 minutes here. I want to reemphasize again the fact that Building Families and Communities Institute, we are requesting your support, your financial support, to help us to travel and set up our lectures. And this allows us to give the lecture for free to individuals. And, yes, there are materials that we ask for contributions to help us continue to move from one place to another. But when you give, it's tax deductible. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization housed based out of Nashville, Tennessee, Building Families and Communities, or BFC Missions Incorporated as a nonprofit. Give us a call at 615-498-4669 or email us at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. Go to our website, www.bfcinstitute.com. Learn about us, and you can make your contribution there online as well. As we prepare to end this show in the next 3 minutes or so, I want again to encourage you to follow us. When you go to the website, you'll see our Facebook group. Join that group. That allows us to keep you in the loop and for you to pass it on to your friends and family on Facebook as well to join us in our future discussion. We do intend to go back to our hour and a half format on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but right now we're dealing with some other scheduling conflicts, but we want to make sure we stay regular with you. And you can archive this show from your Facebook page. Just click on the link and you can get the full thing, and you can listen to it and act accordingly. We'll be back Thursday, 10:30. It's our endeavor to air 10:30 for another 30-minute broadcast, and then we'll talk about how to identify your vision. Your vision, not Pastor Wallace, not Pastor Doctor, but your vision. Amen?
Amen.
Your vision and how to bring that. Yes, sir. So today we've been talking about how progress requires process. I do want to share with you what Mighty Clouds of Joy said about if you don't know what your purpose is, then ask the Lord to order their steps, Pastor. So we're going to leave on that. Give us 30 seconds of something before we get out of here, Pastor.
I would suggest and encourage the listeners to stay in your lane and make sure to know that it is your lane, your gift, your talent.
Mm-hmm.
Apply what happened.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Talk Straight, and we're leaving for the day, but we'll be back Thursday on the 20th at 10:30 a.m. for another broadcast. Mighty Clouds Joy said, order my steps. In your way.
Yes, sir.
Hey, start good thinking. All the time, God is